Recording in progress.
Can you hear us?
Hillary, are you on the line?
I can hear you finally. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear us this whole time?
So we're at the point where we need an explanation for the RCW 9A 56330.
Wonderful. You're cruising right along. You may be hearing two of me. Let me turn this one off. I logged in two ways to see if the problem was mine. Okay.
Well, we hear you fine.
Wonderful. So what you have before you today is an ordinance adopting the RCW that criminalizes the possession of someone else's identification. The RCW criminalizes it, and we are adopting it by reference into our code at the request of our criminal prosecutor. I would highly recommend doing so that he can prosecute this as a crime. Happy to answer questions.
So isn't that a felony?
I don't believe simple possession of another person's ID is.
The RCW is a gross misdemeanor.
There you go.
That's what I was asking, if it was a misdemeanor or felony. So it's only a misdemeanor to have somebody else's ID when they don't know that you've got it?
Just looking at the elements. You have to possess it for the sole purpose of misrepresenting his or her age. 2A of RCW 9A.56.330. So there has to be that intent. But I'll let Hillary speak as the attorney.
Yeah, I think this is the kind of thing where when you snag a fake ID at a bar, you don't give someone a felony conviction, you give them a gross misdemeanor.
So how will this be handled? Is prosecution of this individual, would it be like a fine? Or do they do jail time?
Misdemeanors do carry potential for jail time, but they also carry a fine. And it's the judge's decision which one is more appropriate in either case.
All right, so what I'm looking for is a motion to adopt ordinance 1637, a new Othello Municipal Code section 8.04120, which will adopt RCW 9A.56.330.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item E, the approval of TCA architectural fee schedule for the fire department. So they've provided TCA. Has provided a cost breakdown of what they'll be conducting for us on behalf of the city. Is there any questions on how that's put together and what they're actually going to be accomplishing? The way they put their exhibits together, actually it's Exhibit A and Exhibit B.
Fell in line with my comments from last meeting I said between 15,000 and 20,000, and it falls right in the middle of that range, so reasonable.
Yep, it's...
Or short notice.
The price they've quoted is 18,000. Exact price is...
And their scope of services is pretty well laid out and easy to understand.
$18,360.
These numbers should have been presented to us 2 weeks ago, or we should have waited until this week to sign the contract with that company until we've seen these numbers. That's all I have to say about it.
Okay.
Like we jumped the gun on signing the contract. Although I don't have an issue with the amount that they've quoted us. I'm just saying we should have waited to sign the contract until we've seen these numbers. That's what I was trying to get across 2 weeks ago.
I'll make a motion to approve exhibit.
Oh, do we want to let Mr. Harris speak to it?
Do we need to hear anything from him? We have no questions in regard to what the item is. And if you're willing, if you want to, we can make a motion and approve it.
Do you want to hear from him?
Daryl?
I'd like for him to explain a little bit.
All right.
And to the public, at least, so they can,
all right,
hear it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for having me here this evening. Essentially, what we've done is outline this in the, you know, phase of work, scope of work. Phase one essentially is doing a kickoff meeting, coming out facility with our engineering team, doing the walkthrough, developing base plans, doing a code analysis from both a code perspective and a fire perspective in terms of operations-based review. Our intent for this first phase is to look at those critical conditions to get the project up and running as quickly as possible. We do have our drop dead date. As part of this, we'll be developing a gap analysis and some narratives from those engineers and preparing a draft for council presentation. One thing I did want to point out in the fee proposal, we do have $13,560 as a base fee, and we have $4,800 as an hourly not to exceed. As we go through this facility and identify the key elements that may need to be estimated, we'd estimate only those items. So this is really an hourly not to exceed this amount. So this may come in under this amount, and I just wanted to clarify that. But until we understand the prioritization and those things that we want to actually include in the project scope for consideration, we can't give you a definitive number. So this would be the high side of that number. And so that's a little bit of clarity. And then from this information, what we'll be doing is putting together engineering scope based on your priorities and the amount of money that is available to spend or less, whatever that looks like to get this operational. And then we will be coming back with a engineering proposal for construction documents to actually achieve that permit set and ultimately the award of a contract to a construction company. Any questions?
I have none.
No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I'll make the motion to approve Exhibit B fee schedule for architect services with TCA Architectural Plus Planning, Inc. in the amount of $18,360.
I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The next item, F, is consideration of beekeeping ordinance. At the July 28th council meeting, local residents heard from John. And he requested about keeping bees within the city. Right now, we do not allow them. And you want to address this?
So when I wrote this memo, I was just asking for kind of some direction of which way to go. And since that time, I found out that the state actually passed a law in 2024 that cities may set restrictions related to beehives, but may not adopt an ordinance banning beehives. So I've been communicating with Hillary today, and her advice as far as the least legal risk would be that we repeal our existing ordinances and adopt something new that complies with this new state law. So I can, you know, I can bring you back a draft. I don't know if you want to give any opinions. Cities typically regulate things like how many hives you can have, distance from property line. Anybody who has a beehive is required to register with the Department of Agriculture. Even if you have one hive, you still have to pay your $5 every year to register with the state. So it's already being regulated to some extent that way. But we do need to kind of clean up our municipal code.
Okay, well, when he was presenting in the last meeting, he had a lot of statistics that he brought forth, you know, and maybe you could work with him and get some considerations and put together a proposal and bring it back to us.
Yeah, it can be pretty short. Some of the other ones Hillary sent me, it's just, you know, a few lines, but just some basic.
It's gonna upset a lot of people. I don't know anybody who would want to have a bunch of beehives as their neighbors. I think it's silly that the state's gonna require us to allow it.
It seems unlikely that many people will. It's kind of a big job to take care of a beehive, so.
We can limit, one of the things we can do is we can limit the numbers.
Yes.
So that they can only have like one or two or.
That's the problem, is it's gonna be a lot of work. And when people fail to do that work, then it invades into the neighbors and invades into the neighborhood and they become a problem, so.
So under exemptions, it already says domestic honeybees when used for agricultural purposes.
But is it an agricultural purpose if you have one in your backyard?
Back there. I have a garden.
So does this need to be tabled until?
Well, actually, there's no action.
Yeah, there's no action that's needed.
No action required.
I thought I was going to be needing some direction.
So she could bring us something back and we could look at it.
An ordinance or a draft at a future meeting.
We're not at the point of making a decision on whether we want
it
or
not. She has to put something together.
To fall in line with the state directions.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's a dilemma because we are losing bees, you know. And as he explained the last time he was here,
supposedly somebody's neighbors, a neighborhood beehive doesn't travel. And so that is not gonna help the agricultural bee crop at all. I've seen that on here as a reasoning, but it doesn't make any sense to have that as a reasoning because it just.
Okay, well, we'll all be able to weigh into it when we get something in front of us.
Yeah.
So this was mostly informational. Okay, item five, is there any unfinished business asks come before the council? Mark, see anything out there?
had the, Robin's not here to answer, but weed spraying. I asked her about that about a month ago, and I still haven't seen it.
See, the north end of town
get sprayed.
I've seen them out. I've seen them out and about, but there's a lot around town.
Yes, there is.
Most of the alleys need to be sprayed. It's getting out of hand.
We spent a lot of money in.
Yes, we did.
Make note of that, Tonya. And discuss it with the city administrator to see if he can get something done. Any new business? And council will receive we'll also receive the Planning Commission minutes from 7/21/2025. And if there's nothing else that has to become before the council, I'd adjourn this meeting at 6:32 in the evening.
Take those off first.